Hi folks, it's Dave here from the iReady podcast, giving you my post-match reaction for that absolutely sensational victory in the Europa League group stages against the Portuguese giants of Porto. As you will probably all know, Rangers have won the game by 2-0. What a result. Absolutely buzzing. That is just I honestly didn't think that we were going to get a score like that tonight. I thought after the first half that we were certainly growing into the game. In the second half, I thought we were fantastic. And what a first goal by Morelos. Absolutely tremendous. Getting back to the beginning of the game, you know, as everybody will have watched it, I thought that Porto were the better team in the first half. I didn't think that we really got going, but I think that was down to Porto being fantastic at closing us down. They weren't letting us get two or three passes together at all. We found it quite hard to try and get into their half, but at the same time, I thought we looked pretty solid at the back, apart from in the 8th minute, of course, when Glenn Kamara had a fantastic goal line clearance to stop Porto from taking the lead. As the game went on, though, I thought that Rangers were starting to grow into the game, especially Ryan Kent. I thought he was our main danger man in the first half. The 28th minute, he was unlucky. You know, he had a shot just over the bar, and from that point in, I thought the Rangers were starting to get more of a grip of the game. The fans were absolutely fantastic as well, cheering us on right for the start. Absolutely brilliant. 33rd minute of the match, though, another scare for us. It was a fantastic save by Alan McGregor. Thankfully, it was an offside flag shown anyway, but just the save in itself was absolutely tremendous by Alan McGregor. It really was. And then getting into the end of the first half, we actually put our best move together of the whole game. Great play between James Tavernier. I thought he had made a bit of a backside actually, but he managed to get the ball to Davis. He played an incredible reverse pass to Brandon Barker, who had quite a quiet game. Barker had a shot just over the bar. He should have hit the target with that, but an absolutely fantastic pass by Steve Davis. And Steve Davis from then on as well, from sort of the end of the first half, he started to dominate in the midfield. He was superb. That was half time. Rangers went in, and I did, as I'm reiterating again, I thought that we were starting to grow into the match. I really did. I felt a bit more confident for the second half. The first sort of 15 minutes though, the second half, both teams feeling each other out, there wasn't really much happening. But then Ryan Kent again showing some fantastic fast feet at the edge of the box, has a shot. It was a fantastic diving save by the Porto goalkeeper, a low shot there by Kent, really unlucky there. And then incredibly, we took the lead not long after that. 68th minute, James Tavernier on the right hand side, a ball down to Ryan Jack, who was also on the right wing. He put in a cross to Alfredo Morelos, and what a goal. What an absolute strike by Morelos. He was just inside the box. The ball came to him. He controlled it on the half volley and hit an absolutely incredible shot past the Porto goalkeeper into the back of the net, and the place just went absolutely mental. What a goal by Alfredo Morelos. The man is an absolute weapon. So he is. An absolute weapon for us. He was... I still can't get over it. I'm lost for words. Absolutely brilliant by Morelos. 1-0 to Rangers. The place is going absolutely mental. And then 4 minutes later, we doubled the lead. Again, everyone was still celebrating. And we doubled the lead. Absolutely incredible. Morelos picks up the ball on the left wing, races down towards the corner flag, stops, turns round, spots Davis making a run to the edge of the box, plays the ball back to Davis. Davis takes a touch and hits a rasping shot, low. I don't know what's happened with the goalkeeper, he's maybe seen it late. It goes into the back of the net. It's a goal for Rangers, and nobody can believe it. The place is going absolutely ballistic. That's Porto. The heads are down. They know the game is lost. Rangers basically keep the ball for the rest of the game after that. Porto put quite a few balls into the box, into the second half. Conor Goldson, I thought, was absolutely tremendous. He was colossal at the back for us today. There was nothing getting past him. Rangers saw out the game. We brought on a couple of subs, Joe Aribo for Ryan Kent, Defoe for Morelos right at the end. But, you know, after we scored the second goal, that was it. We'd won the game. Porto knew that, we knew that. And for me, that is what European nights are all about. That is a huge scalp. Don't let anybody tell you anything less. Huge scalp for Rangers. Fantastic victory for Rangers. And it has got us, you know, a fantastic position in that group stage as well. We are now tying first place with the Young Boys. They drew 1-1 tonight with Feyenoord. So we're tying first place. We've both got 7 points. We've both got plus 2 goal difference. Porto and Feyenoord sitting on 4 points each. So, you know, if we can get anything from our next away tie at Feyenoord on the 28th of November, that will stand us in great stead for getting through the group stage. Who would have thought we would have been talking about that at this stage when the draw was made? It's a fantastic night for Rangers, guys. It's a fantastic night for all us supporters. Go and enjoy the rest of your night. Get bragging, because that was tremendous. So anyway, Derek and I will be back next week. I still can't believe what's happened tonight. I'm absolutely delighted. We'll speak to you next week. I'll go and try and calm down. Take care, guys. Keep listening. Goodbye.